the commission is poised to conducting credible elections, and in that vein, the commission is undertaking series of activities. At the moment, the commission has recruited over 70,000 staff, and the training is underway for this set of staff at a different level all over the country. Also, the commission has started deployment of polling station materials all over the country. We are talking about non-sensitive materials as well as sensitive materials. A couple of these to go, areas that are far remote in the hinterland, sensitive materials have started going into these areas in preparation for the polling. Also, the commission has met with political parties, and as a result of the experiences of past elections, the commission, in collaboration with these parties and the Sierran police, has actually drawn a polling day activity wherein vehicular movement would be restricted so that people can vote within their wards, in their communities, and go home. And there will be less vehicles in the streets.
What will be specifically different in this election, looking at your preparation about ensuring transparent and a credible election this year?
The commission has undertaken a lot of activities, and with just 3 days to go, everything is set with regards to the way the commission has set up everything. And importantly, again, it has to do with what the commission is going to do regarding the announcement of results. From experience, it took quite a long period of time for the commission to announce elections results. But this time around, for the 2012 elections, results are going to be announced at regional level. In the past, results were announced at the central national level, but regional tally centers have been set up in the 4 regional capitals, and these results at local level, at the constituency level, at district level, will be announced no sooner the polls are closed. So in a couple of days, we'll expect to have all of the results finalized and announced, which will be the final results.
There were concerns by some international polling monitoring groups that say that there appears to be the lack of proper voter education for Sierra Leoneans or prospective Sierra Leonean voters to participate or vote in this year's election. How are you addressing this concern?
Yes, the commission did address these concerns, and the commission came out with certain strategies. Importantly, one of these is the use of what we refer to as the WECS, World Electoral Education Committee. These are committee members within these wards. We are talking about 394 wards in Sierra Leone, and each of these wards has a committee that is made up of persons with disabilities, women's groups, youth groups. They form part of this committee, and they go out and about to do some amount of electoral education. Of course, the commission has been using the traditional forms of media, and there is also what we refer to as the use of the Know Your Candidate sample ballots, wherein where there are elections, the candidates that are going to participate in these elections, sample ballots are being printed and pasted all over the place, and people are using these ballots to move around to show people not only the candidates, the parties that are contesting, but how to mark the ballots. So these Know Your Candidate sample ballots are all over the place. And recently, while the commission met with the political parties, the commission made it clear that the commission has so many other activities in preparing the polling stations so that Sierra Leoneans can go out and vote. And the commission did say to the parties that they should, in as much as it is their right to do a lot of campaigns, to rally around in the streets, but if they are to redirect their campaign strategies into electoral education, it will be of help. It has been a wholesome activity. Civil society, other interest groups, religious groups have all come in to help in the electoral education drive, which is very, very much important.
pertaining to political parties, because usually political parties supporters are blamed for violent activities and all that. How are you involving them in addressing their concerns about the credibility and transparency of the election to avoid any misunderstanding or conflict or voter irregularities that could create potential violence?
Yes, there is a forum wherein the Electoral Commission and other stakeholders, including the political parties, meet. It is called the Political Parties Liaison Committee. That is the committee wherein issues are thrashed, and if there is any way forward, I mean, it is actually addressed. And that committee usually meets at regular intervals, and that is the forum where a lot of these issues come up, and at times it is heated in terms of discussions, but at the end of the day, a lot of things are made clear to the political parties, and also the political parties vent out whatever concerns that they have. The commission has a very good working relationship with the political parties because we meet regularly and a lot of issues are thrashed out. And as a result of that relationship, it may not be that cordial, but as a result of that interaction between the Electoral Commission and the political parties, things are always clear that whatever the commission is doing, it always brings it up at that level. There's a lot of debate that goes on. Then at the end of the day, the political parties are clear about what the commission intends doing.